For centuries, the Catholic prophets have predicted a time when mankind would become so sinful and laxed that God will punish the world with war, famine, natural disasters, and persecutions of the church. This is called the Great Chastisement, and a great part of humanity will perish because the state of mankind will be worse than even at the time of Noah and the Great Flood. The prophets make it clear the chastisement will happen in our time. The laxity of the Catholic Church will be the reason for the sinful state of humanity, because as the Church goes, so does the world. The chastisement will come when church authorities issue directives to promote a new cult, when priests are forbidden to celebrate in any other form, when the higher positions in the church are given to perjurers and hypocrites, when only the renegades are admitted to occupy those positions. These things will come when they try to set up a new kingdom of Christ, from which the true faith will be banished. Chastisement will come when a large number of bad books have been spread. There will be discord in the Catholic Church. In those days, men will wear women's clothing, and women will put on men's clothes. So, let's review. When the church becomes lax, sets up a new mass, and forbids the old one, when the hierarchy is full of bad men and it's impossible for good men to get those positions, and the church gets rid of the index of forbidden books, this will happen during a time of lax gender norms. That's when the chastisement will come. The prophets also say that when war breaks out in Europe, the Holy Father will flee Rome, but he will be captured and killed, and Rome will be destroyed. The church will be without a pope for a while. The church will look as if it has been destroyed, but at the 11th hour it will be restored and rise more glorious than ever. I saw one of my successors taking to flight over the bodies of his brethren. He will take up refuge in disguise somewhere, and after a short retirement he will die a cruel death. The present wickedness of this world is only the beginning of the sorrows which must take place before the end of the world. Towards the end of the world, tyrants and hostile mobs will rob the church and the clergy of all their possessions and will affect and martyr them. Those who heap the most abuse upon them will be held in high esteem. The clergy cannot escape these persecutions, but because of them, all the servants of the church will be forced to lead an apostolic life. At that time, the Pope, with his cardinals, will have to flee Rome in tragic circumstances, to a place where they will be unknown. The Pope will die a cruel death in his exile. The sufferings of the church will be much greater than at any previous time in her history, but God will raise a holy pope and the angels will rejoice. Enlightened by God, this man will rebuild almost the whole world through his holiness. He will lead everyone to the true faith. Everywhere, the fear of God, virtue, and good morals will prevail. He will lead all erring sheep back to the fold, and there shall be one faith, one law, one rule of life, and one baptism on earth. All men will love each other and do good, and all quarrels and wars will cease. The church will be punished because the majority of her members, high and low, will become so perverted. The church will sink deeper and deeper until she will at least seem to be extinguished, and the succession of Peter and the other apostles to have expired. But after this, she will be victoriously exalted in the sight of all doubters. All priests, both secular and regular, shall be stripped of their possessions and of every kind of property. They will have to beg from lay people their food and every necessity for their support and for the worship of God. The Pope shall die during these calamities, and the church will be reduced to the most painful anarchy as a result. Much human blood will be shed in Italy. Many cities, towns, castles shall be brought to ruins, causing the death of many thousands of people. By the Catholic clergy and people, the true and lawful Pope will be elected, who shall be a man of great holiness and goodness of life. Religion shall be persecuted and priests massacred. Churches shall be closed, but only for a short time. The Holy Father shall be obliged to leave Rome. After the 3 days of darkness, St. Peter and Paul, having come down from heaven, will preach in the whole world and designate a new pope. The time is coming when princes and people will reject the authority of the pope. Some countries will prefer their own church rulers to the pope. The German Empire will be divided. Church property will be secularized. Priests will be persecuted. Towards the end of the world, mankind will be purified through suffering. This will be especially true for the clergy, who will be robbed of all property. I see the Holy Father in great anguish. He lives in a palace other than before, and he admits only a limited number of friends near him. I fear that the Holy Father will suffer many more trials before he dies. I see that the false church of darkness is making progress, and I see the dreadful influence it has on people. The Holy Father and the church are verily in so great a distress that one must implore God day and night. The church is in great danger. We must pray so that the Pope may not leave Rome. Countless evils would result if he did. They are now demanding something of him. The Protestant doctrine and that of the schismatic Greeks are to be spread everywhere. I now see that in this place, Rome, the church is being so cleverly undermined that there are hardly remain 100 or so priests who have not been deceived. They all work for destruction, even the clergy. A great devastation is now near at hand. I was going through Rome with St. Francis and the other saint. I saw a great palace engulfed in flames from top to bottom. I was very much afraid that the occupants would be burned to death because no one came forward to put out the fire. As we came nearer, however, the fire abated and we saw the blackened building. We went through a number of magnificent rooms and finally reached the Pope. He was sitting in the dark and slept in a large armchair. He was very ill and weak. He could no longer walk. The ecclesiastics in the inner circle looked insincere and lacking in zeal. I did not like them. I told the Pope of the bishops who were to be appointed soon. I told him also that he must not leave Rome. If he did so, it would be chaos. He thought that the evil was inevitable and that he should leave in order to save many things besides himself. He was very much inclined to leave Rome, and he was insistently urging to do so. The Pope is still attached to the things of this earth in many ways. I saw a new Pope. He will be very strict. He will estrange from the cold and lukewarm bishops. He is not a Roman, but he is Italian. He comes from a place which is not very far from Rome, and I think he comes from a devout family of royal blood. But there must still be, for a while, much fighting and unrest. Everywhere there is war. People and nations are pitted against each other. War, war, war. Civil and foreign wars. Mourning and death everywhere. Famine over the whole world. Paris will be destroyed. O Lord, dost thou not stop all this with thy arm? Must all of the elements be the instrument of thy wrath? Enough, O Lord. The cities are destroyed. The natural elements are set loose. The earth quakes everywhere. But mercy, mercy for Rome. But thou hearest not my entreaties, and Rome also collapses in tumult. And I see the king of Rome, with his cross and his tiara, shaking the dust off his shoes and hastening in his fight to other shores. Thy church, O Lord, is torn apart by her own children. One camp is faithful to the fleeing Pope, the other is subject to the new government of Rome, which has broken the tiara. But Almighty God will, in his mercy, put an end to this confusion, and a new age will begin. Then, said the Spirit, this is the beginning of the end time. Someday a Pope will flee from Rome in the company of only 4 cardinals, and they will come to Cologne. And we saw, in an immense light that is God, something similar to how people appear in a mirror when they pass in front of it. A bishop dressed in white, we had the impression that it was the Holy Father. Other bishops, priests, men and women religious, going up a steep mountain, at the top of which there was a big cross of rough-hewn trunks, as of a cork tree with the bark. Before reaching there, the Holy Father passed through a big city, half in ruin and half trembling, with halting step. Affected with pain and sorrow, he prayed for the souls of the corpses he met on his way. Having reached the top of the mountain on his knees at the foot of the big cross, he was killed by a group of soldiers who fired bullets and arrows at him. And in the same way, there died, one after another, bishops, priests, men and women religious, and various lay people of different ranks and positions. Beneath the 2 arms of the cross, there were 2 angels, each with a crystal asporism in his hand, in which he gathered up the blood of the martyrs, and with it sprinkled the souls that were making their way to God. The Pope will go to Russia, to Moscow. As soon as he returns to the Vatican, hostilities will break out in different parts of Europe. The Pope will suffer much, and all this suffering will be like an agony which will shorten his earthly pilgrimage. His successor will guide the boat in the tempest. I see the Lord as he will be scourging the world and chastising it in a fearful manner so that few men and women will remain. The monks will have to leave their monasteries and the nuns will be driven out from their convents, especially in Italy. The Holy Church will be persecuted and Rome will be without a shepherd. But the Lord showed me how beautiful the world will be after his awful punishment. Very sad times are coming for the Holy Catholic Church of Jesus Christ. The passion of our Lord will be renewed in a most painful manner in the Church and in her supreme head. Brutal hands will be laid upon this person. Secret societies will work great ruin, and they will exercise a great financial power. All the religious orders will be suppressed except one, the rule of which will be as rigid and severe as that of the monks of the past. During these calamities, the Pope will die. As a result, the most painful anarchy will prevail within the Church. Three popes will vie for the pontifical throne, one German, one Italian, and another Greek. They will all be installed by the armed might of three factions. It is worth noting that many of the Bene Plenus, those who believe that Benedict XVI is still Pope, see the prophecies of Blessed Anne Catherine Emmerich as being about him. And I have to admit, in reading those prophecies, it does kind of sound like it. And it is also interesting that Benedict XVI is also the Pope who approved those visions. Now, I know I've been putting a lot of Garabandal into my videos. That's not approved. I normally don't deal with unapproved apparitions, but I've got to admit, a lot of the things that have been said in Garabandal seem to have relevance today. It's going to be very bleak in the times to come. The Catholic Church will be all but destroyed, but the prophets also say that the rightful heir to the French throne will rise up, uproot every republic, and destroy all the enemies of the Church. A new holy pope will be elected, and virtually the entire world will be Catholic, and a new era of Christendom, more glorious than the one before, will arise. Until my next video, God bless.